Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Set Free Live. Amen. I am Prophetess Deborah Taylor. It is a blessing to be with you once again today. We're thanking and praising God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. We appreciate the Lord and what he is doing, what he continues to do. Praise God. We thank God for this broadcast, for this opportunity to come to you. Amen. Via internet radio. Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, beloved. We are rejoicing and we're going to be glad in it. We are glad in it. Amen. Praise God. This is another day that God has given to us. Amen. And, you know, he's engulfed us with his with life, health, and strength. Amen. Activity of our limbs. Praise God. So we're going to go forth today and praise and worship our God. Praise the Lord. We are doing an exciting study on the person and work of the Holy Spirit. Truly, God is moving, and we thank God again for all that he's doing. We thank God for every listener. We thank God for everyone that, amen, those that call in, those that listen live, those that listen on demand. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you, amen, supporting this ministry. Praise God. Again, this broadcast is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Amen. This is a work that God gave us several years ago to encourage women of God to embrace the call of God on their lives. Praise God. We do this by, amen, by prayer. We do this by conferences, retreats, amen, Bible studies, and all these things to encourage the people of God. Praise God. So we just encourage you as you listen this morning, and we pray that the Holy Spirit will just minister to you in a special way, that God would, amen, just go in and do what's necessary in all of our lives in this hour. Praise God. Amen. We're getting ready to go back into the Word of God. But before we do, beloved, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we love you today, and we thank you, Father. We thank you for this opportunity that we can come and share your Word. We thank you, Father, for your anointing and for your presence. Oh, Father, we ask that you anoint your Word today. Bless those that are listening, Father God. Bless those, God, that, God, are going through great trial right now. Father, those that may be sick in body or facing tragedy or are bereaved today, we want you to minister, Father God. Lay your hand on your people right now. Oh, God, just continue to have your way. Father God, for truly you came to set the captive free. And we thank you, God, that we're free in our mind, free in our soul, free in our spirit, because he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We ask, God, for your anointing and your presence, God, to flow throughout this line right now. Permeate our spirit, Father God. Oh, God, help us, God, to keep the contact with you and keep the current flowing, God, the flow of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, be with us today, all day long, Father God. And we thank you now. We praise you for your word. Take us further now, Father God. And we thank you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, we're going back to the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And our theme scripture is Acts 1 and 8. And it says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Praise God. And we do know that Jesus, amen, spoke this to, amen, the apostles shortly before, amen, he went back and was taken up, amen, into heaven. Praise God. And we know that when the Holy Ghost came, amen, it was power, praise God, from on high. And God endues us with power. He equips us, amen, so that we can serve him in strength and serve him in might in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Not by our own power, not by our own strength, not by our own might. Amen. But God is equipping us for service, for greater works, because Jesus said, amen, that we would do greater works because he was going to the Father. And what I love about the Lord is the example amen, that he has left us in the Word of God. When we begin to read the Word, amen, read in the Gospels about Jesus and all that he did, and amen, how he proclaimed, how he taught the Word, praise God, but he was led by the Spirit of God from the time he was baptized, amen. One of the things and works of the Holy Spirit is that he leads us, and he led Jesus even into the wilderness, amen, to be tempted. Where he was tempted, he was put to the test by the enemy, praise God. But this was just the test that Jesus had to go through, amen. And just as Jesus went through tests and he endured, amen, beloved, there will be times when we will be tested. We will be tried. Our faith will be tried, praise God, amen. It's not to bring punishment. It's not to do any of those things, but it's just to prove, amen, to prove us, to prune us, if you will, amen. Sometimes when you go through a fire, it's because maybe there are things that need to be burned up in the midst of it. Glory to God, as well as refinement. So fire is not a bad thing. Glory to God. Test is not a bad thing. Trials are not really a bad thing. Praise God. They come to make us strong. They come to bring character. Amen. Praise God. But one thing about it is the Holy Ghost will help us. Amen. He will strengthen us. He will, amen. He will guide. He will lead. He will encourage. He will upbuild. Praise God. And so this is another reason why we must take the time daily to pray, pray in the Holy Ghost, that we're built up, that we're edified in the Spirit. There's so much, beloved, that, amen, we need on a daily basis, that when we take the time to just dwell in his presence, amen, and spend time with God, amen, that he will be able to impart into us. He'll be able to pour in that oil, pour in that wine, amen, and then speak to us on issues that we really need wisdom, that really only God can give us, amen. It's so easy at times for us to rely on people, rely on flesh, rely on the carnal, but we really cannot depend on flesh. We must depend on God, amen. And one thing about God is that he will speak to us through his word, amen. And he does use people to speak to us, but it is all confirmed in the word of God, amen. And it should take us back to the word, amen, because really that is where our life is. Our life is in the word, praise God. Jesus didn't do anything outside of the word, praise God. Everything he did, he moved and he walked and he taught and he preached, amen. He showed us, amen, the Father even, glory to God. But he was led by the Spirit of God. And the Bible says that when we're led by his Spirit, then we're the sons of God. So it's important, beloved, that in this teaching that we're doing, that we really recognize the power of the Holy Ghost is working. The power of God will even spark our faith. It will encourage our faith, glory to God. It will strengthen our faith, amen, our trusting in God, our believing him, amen, our relying on him, praise God. Because in this hour, we really are going to have to rely on God. We can no longer even rely on our own resources, our own abilities, and even our own talents. Glory to God. All of that has to be turned over to God. And then we allow God to mature us, amen, mature our talents and our gifts and all of this so that it's surrendered to God. So then as we move and maneuver, we will do it under the unction of the Spirit of God, under the unction of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Jesus was led, amen, again, into the wilderness. And I want to take a little bit of time to read this, amen, because the Bible says that he was led up of the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, amen, into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And sometimes, you know, we're led and we're wondering, why in the world am I here? How did I get to this wilderness place? How did I get to this desert place? It just seems like God is nowhere around, but God is everywhere. Amen. He's right where you are right now, whatever you may be going through. Know that God is there. Amen. And it says, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. The first area of temptation where the enemy tried to get Jesus was in the flesh. And this is the first area that the enemy will come at us. Oftentimes, he'll get us right here. He doesn't go any further. Amen. If he can get our flesh, amen, and keep that down, keep that from being surrendered to God. Amen. That's a foothold. But Jesus said, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So Jesus said, no, I'm not going to let my flesh dictate what I do. No, I'm going to rely on God. I'm feasting off of the word of God. He will feed my spirit first, and then when it's time for me to eat in the natural, he'll do that as well. So what Jesus did and what he's showing us is that we must rely on the word. Don't be led by what you feel, by presumption, by flesh. Be led by God. Praise the Lord. And know this, the Holy Ghost will lead. He will guide. He will instruct. Glory to God. He will direct. Praise God. Then the word says that the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Listen to what Jesus said. He said, it is written, came right back with the word, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. He would not allow himself to be lifted up in pride. Amen. And see, notice that the enemy took him up high. Amen. And that's what pride does. Pride will cause us to go high up. Amen. But there's no bottom. Oh, my God, there's no bottom. Amen. When you're lifted up in pride and arrogance, oh, my God, that's when we're most susceptible for a fall. So he would not take for granted that, yes, I'm the Son of God, and yes, if I throw myself down, I can call the angels and they'll come. But he knew that that was tempting God, that was putting God to the test. That what the enemy was trying to do, beloved, was he was trying to get Jesus to test his very power, the very power that God, amen, had given. And we are not to put God to the test. Don't just take for granted because God uses you that you can do what you want to do. You can use the gifts any kind of way because you think and you know that God will come through. We must be led by the Spirit of God. Don't allow your gift to dictate what you'll do. Even what you'll say is very important, even as prophets, evangelists, amen, pastors even, teachers, apostles, all of us, amen, praise God, that we keep our gift surrendered to God, that we do not get so lifted up in pride, that we feel we can do anything we want to do and God will meet it, God will honor it. No, we must walk a surrendered life, we must live holy, we must live righteous, all of this, we must be totally surrendered to God and allow the Holy Ghost, amen, to take his rightful place in our life and allow God to be God, our Father. Jesus is our Son. You see, each of them have a place in our life. Amen. They're a part of us. Praise God. So we must recognize that. Recognize the order that's in God, that's in his word, and follow that, beloved. Praise God. And then finally, the devil took him up again into an exceeding high mountain and showed him all of the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. Amen. So the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes did not affect Jesus. He didn't look out and say, yes, I want all that, and seek to get it another way. Nor the pride of life that did not affect him. So he rebuked the enemy and he told him to leave, that God was his God. Amen. He was going to only worship God. And we have to have the same attitude. Amen. And so when the Holy Ghost convicts us of something, an area we may be walking in, beloved, don't quench the Spirit of God. Don't resist. Amen, the Holy Spirit, but submit, recognize it for what it is. Be very, very careful. Amen, and even when God begins to elevate, amen, put us in different positions, amen, different offices, praise God, we must remain humble. We must still allow the Holy Spirit to have full control. Allow God to have full control of your ministry. Amen. What even things where you go, praise God. Speaking engagements, all of these things have to be put in God's hands, beloved. Amen. Because God will lead, He will guide. Amen. So when you, if you find yourself in an area of testing right now, allow the Lord to take you all the way through the test so that you get to the end and pass the test. Amen. Jesus passed this test. He passed this phase, glory to God. And he went forth and he began to do miracles. He laid hands on the sick. He raised the dead. Amen. He unstopped ears. He did all these things. He taught, amen, under the anointing. Amen. People were drawn to him because of his teaching. Praise God. And right after this, goes into the Sermon on the Mount. Praise God. And the people came and they sat and they listened to Jesus. Praise God. Because the word that he had, amen, the word that he has is powerful. It's a powerful word. The Bible says that the word is quick and sharp. It's powerful. It's sharp. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It pierces. It goes down into the crevices of our heart. It goes down into the marrow of our bone. Praise God. So the word, amen, will even heal our bones. Amen. Someone may be suffering right now from arthritis or arthritic conditions, may even have cancer down in your bone. Amen. Allow the word to go down into that place, that area. Penetrate it by the power of God and bring healing. You see, the word comes to heal us, beloved. The word comes to deliver. The word comes to cleanse. The word comes to save. Hallelujah. Jesus came to save. He came to seek and to save that which is lost. Praise God. And then the Holy Ghost comes. Praise God. Amen. To permeate. Amen. Just to if you will, it's almost like a confirmation, amen, of what Jesus said. The Holy Ghost backs that up, amen, and falls right in line with the word of God, amen. So if this all flows in sync, amen, with God, praise the Lord. So there will be times when you will be tested, praise the Lord. And the Holy Ghost, again, will be with you. He will not leave you, and he will not forsake you. It's important that we understand that. Amen. Now, another thing that the Holy Ghost, another work of the Holy Ghost is that he manifests great power through men. Now, we can see in Acts chapter 10 and verse 38, another very familiar scripture, praise God, it says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, amen, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And you know, when Jesus walked the earth, glory to God, everywhere he went and there was faith, amen, the people were healed. Amen. The masses began to follow him because they saw that Jesus had something that they needed. And beloved, when we as a church begin to walk according to the word, according to how they walked in the book of Acts, people will begin to see that and they will follow. Glory to God. They will come. Our churches will be full when the real power of God, and I'm not saying God's power is not in our churches, but when we allow the power of God to really take effect in our churches, in our ministries, amen, it will draw. People will come. It will be like a magnet because we need God. The world needs God. They're looking for God. Amen. We need him in our everyday lives. Praise God. So everywhere Jesus went, he did good. Amen. He healed. And this is what we must have, the same mentality. Amen. We must have the same heart that when we see the oppressed, that we begin to pray, Father, lift the oppression. When we see those that are depressed, Father, lift that depression. When we see those that are sick, Father, heal. God, whether it be physically, whether it be emotionally, whether it be mentally, praise God, because the Holy Ghost will let us know, amen, who's in our midst and the needs. Every time we come to the house of God, there are needs that need to be met. There are things that God wants to do. And so it's important for us to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Get in sync. Amen. So God can complete the work that needs to be done. If we come in one way, and leave the same way, there's a big problem. Amen. Every time we gather to the house of God, God wants to move. He wants to speak. He has something to say, something he wants to do, but we must avail ourselves, amen, and allow the power of God to move. Now listen, the Holy Spirit, another working, amen, is that he is given to men without measure. This means we can have the Holy Spirit without measure, praise God, unlimited, praise God, in the Holy Ghost. We can have as much of God as we desire if we allow him. We must allow him to come in. We must allow him to take the rightful place that God has for him to take in our life. I want to read quickly John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39, and it says this: In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. And we know that Jesus sent, praise God, the Holy Ghost, amen, after his passion, after he suffered. He said, I'm going to send the Comforter. And we know, amen, that we, when we're full of the Holy Ghost, out of our belly will flow rivers of living water. Water refreshes, water cleanses, water purifies. So, amen, we need to be washed, amen, according to the word of God. The Holy Spirit will do that. He will cleanse us. He'll even cleanse our mind. He will change our thinking. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. The power of God is sent to do us good. Praise the Lord. So we can have the Holy Ghost without measure. There's no limit. We can take the limit off of God. We can have all the love and joy and peace and long-suffering and temperance, self-control, meekness, all these things without limit. There's no limit to it. Praise the Lord. The more we draw close to God, the more he'll come in, the more he'll draw close to us. The more we pray, the more power we'll receive, the more strength we'll receive, the more insight we'll receive, the more wisdom we'll receive, the more knowledge we'll receive, the more, amen, the things that we lack, amen, then God will be able to, amen, come in and do the things necessary so that we can live right and walk right and talk right, amen, treat our neighbor right, praise the Lord, treat our spouses right, treat our children right, praise God, just have a good attitude, all of these things. And if there are areas, amen, in our life that are hurt, amen, that are wounded, that are bruised, the power of God will begin to go in and heal. The healing balm of Gilead would take place. Amen. God wants us to change our view, change our focus, and the power of the Holy Ghost, the working of the Holy Ghost in our life will do all of these things. Amen. We will draw close to God. Amen. We will run to him. Amen. Even in the time of trouble and all of these things, we'll run to God. We'll stick close to him. Amen. We will abide in him, and then he will abide in us. And the things that we ask, we will receive, because we will not ask amiss. We will get to a point where we will not ask to heap up on our flesh. Amen, to have our flesh tickled and all of those good things, but it will really be about the Spirit of God and what God wants. Praise God. Amen. So, amen, realize this, that we can have the Holy Ghost without measure. Praise the Lord. And then we know that the Holy Ghost directs. Amen. The Holy Ghost will speak to men. Amen. He speaks to us. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Holy Ghost causes us to have holy desires. Amen. You can read about that in Romans chapter 9, verses 1 through 13. Amen. He dwells in us, and he still does dwell in us. Amen. Romans 8, verses 1 through 16. We studied that scripture out of several sessions, a few sessions back. Amen. Now, so he comes to dwell in our temple. Let me read one other scripture. I got a few more minutes here. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Verses 16 and 17, it says this: Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. So this lets us know again, beloved, that we can't just put anything in these temples. If the Holy Ghost resides and abides in us, amen, it's a precious thing. Amen. God is not going to dwell in anything unclean. Praise God. We cannot turn God on and off, amen, like a spigot. We must, amen, live right. Praise the Lord. Amen. A lot of us have hang-ups and things that we've been struggling with for years. Don't you know Jesus died for that? He died that you might be free. He died that you might have a right to the tree of life. So there really is no excuse for us sinning in secret, doing things we don't have no business doing. Praise the Lord, watching things we should not watch, putting things into our spirit that we should not. Praise God. What you feed your spirit, that's going to determine how strong you are in God. It will determine your course. It will determine your pathway. Praise God. So it's imperative, beloved, that we keep clean. Amen. Stop making excuses why you can't get in there with God and why you can't obey the Lord. Amen. And do the things that God would have. Praise God. These are the days now that excuses are gone. Amen. So much is going on and so much is in the atmosphere, so we don't have no time to be saying, I'm sorry, I repent today, I'm okay tomorrow. The next day we're back down again. Amen. 2 days later we're okay. Fourth day we're back down again. We don't have time to be a seesaw. Amen. We must allow the power of the Holy Ghost to take place in our life now. We must walk in the Spirit. Amen. We must walk in the Spirit. Then we will not fulfill the dictates of the flesh. We won't feed that flesh. Amen. We got to put it to death. Mortify. Paul said, crucify. Amen. The flesh, put it to death. Everything that will keep you from God and keep you from flowing in God, that current continuous flowing, put it to death. It's not worth it. Anything that would take and draw the life out of you, praise God, cut it off. It's not important. It's not worth it. Amen. We must allow the power of God to take full effect in our life. Praise God. So know, beloved, that God dwells, the Holy Ghost dwells in us. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And finally, amen, the Holy Ghost leads us into all truth. And we've talked about that before, that he come to lead us and guide us into all truth. Just to recap those scriptures, John chapter 14, 16, and 17, and then verse 26, and John 16, verse 15. Amen. Also, Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 16. Praise God. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. Allow him to guide you. Praise God. Allow God to be God in your life, beloved. We thank God for this teaching today. Father, we thank you for your word. I thank you for your presence. Thank you for the move of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for what you're doing. Thank you for how you're revealing yourself, God, in an even greater way through your word. Father, strengthen your people right now. Strengthen everyone that's listening right now. Strengthen by the power of the Holy Ghost. Keep us, God, in the center of your will. We thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, you've been listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. We pray that this broadcast has been a blessing to you. We ask that for you to visit our website. Amen. If you want further information about our ministry, you can go to www.wopministries.org. Amen. You can also drop us an email. The email address is Deborah@WOPministries.org. We love you, beloved. Amen. And we look forward to our next broadcast, where we will continue again this teaching on the person and work of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Until we meet again, we pray the blessing of the Lord will be with you. We pray that your day will be enriched and that the presence of God will walk with you and talk with you and encourage you and keep you up, built up and lifted up in his name. Praise God. Until we meet again, beloved, stay strong in God. Stay encouraged. Keep your eyes on God. Know that God is with you. He'll not leave you, nor will he forsake you. He's a faithful God. Until we meet on our next broadcast, may God richly bless you, is my prayer. God bless.